Beloved, mighty God Sabir speaks his heart to us all. We offer him our love, our gratitude, and our unconditional Ascended Master obedience. Beloved ones of God's heart, in your journey through the experiences of this world, I trust we may help you to understand more of the great wisdom from the great inner realms of life that will surge in and around you and help repel the wrong suggestions from the world about you. You have heard us speak of the inner and outer activities of both thought and feeling. To most people, that does not convey a great deal because they do not understand what the inner activity means. And it has reference to that complete perfection and limitless knowledge and illumination that comes from the higher mental body and from the heart flame of love from the higher mental body and the mighty I Am presence as it pours forth in and around the outer self. Now, daily, you are constantly under the pressure of destructive thoughts and feelings and intellectual suggestions from the world about you. I mean the intellectual consciousness of other individuals. You are moving in a continual ocean, as it were, of energy into which there is constantly being charged the feelings and vibratory action of the feeling creation of other human beings. Now, unless you have a pressure from the inner activity of your higher mental body through the mind and feeling to keep your consciousness cleared from outer intellectual concepts, one day you may accept the perfection of your presence, and the next day you accept intellectual suggestions from the world around you. One moment, you may accept the love and the peace and the feeling of your presence. And then a wave of human discord passes you by and you begin to feel that. Well, I have come tonight with the hope that I may charge in and around you a pressure of the inner perfection of the Ascended Master's octave so that your own higher mental body, when it is ready to do through you that which releases perfection, will have surrounding the thoughts and feelings it gives you the activity of our sacred fire that will, for the time being, disconnect you completely from the wrong suggestions and feelings of the outer world. Now, after we have given you this insulation, as it were, and you have felt, even for a few moments, or perhaps a half an hour or so, the radiation from our octave, and you have received our ideas. If you do not recognize this and demand the inner protection of your mental and feeling world, when you move from this room into the outer conditions of the outer world, you begin to think and feel what is there instead of the peace and the power and feeling of mastery which you held perhaps for half an hour in the room during these classes. You know how easily your feelings can be raised into great joy through marvelous music. And then when that stops, you step into the outer world, and you contact someone who is depressed, and the first thing you know, you've lost all that happiness and enthusiasm and upliftment that you had perhaps a half an hour before. I am establishing tonight, with your permission and acceptance, a wall of steel, as it were, from the inner level. And that means electronic force from our octave in and around the perfection your presence gives you, that you may not be subjected to these outer changes that swing you off of your determination to hold to the perfection your presence has given you. Now, there must come, my dear ones, in order to establish mastery, your complete decision within and your complete control of the energy of the feeling world and a steel-like control of your attention. Now, if you will accept the inner protection which I am offering you tonight, by recognizing it and charging it into your outer activities, you will find you respond less and less to any wrong suggestions of the outer world. And that is what it means to offer you these inner activities that are master over the outer and enable you to express that mastery more quickly. So when new people come in to this I Am activity and they say, what do you mean by the inner and outer activity? I want this to be so clear within your own minds that your explanation to them will help establish around them also the power to repel the wrong conditions of the outer world. Now, you may make your calls to your presence to do so and so for you, but I assure you, it takes effort on your own part by your conscious decision and determination that you will have no more of anything wrong in your world. And then, when you issue your decree, if you will turn to your almighty I Am presence and to me and ask for the inner protection of your command, that it may be fulfilled instantly and forever, I trust I will be of service to you. I trust I may encourage you. And I am sure I will be your protector to your final attainment of the ascension as you have called. Now, one of the important reasons why I am bringing this to your attention tonight is because in your decree for the accomplishment of the ascension without passing through the change called death, you're going to have to stand against the mass, race, consciousness, and acceptance that so-called death is unavoidable. Mankind is full of peculiar contradictions. In the feeling, individuals dislike so-called death, and they repel it just abhor it and fear it. And then when they don't like it, instead of asking the great God presence to remove it from their experience, they go on and say, well, you have to go through it. That's peculiar, isn't it? You don't like a thing, and then you say you just have to have it. And yet, created as you are, the Son of God, a sun flame from the heart of the great central sun, with full authority and power of the free will of God, to demand the God perfection to fill you and your world and cut you free from this which is of distress, then unless you use that authority and power, you have no repellent force within your mental and feeling world to drive back the mass suggestion of the century. So in our coming to assist you, it is with the hope that you will feel the inner strength and power and our decision for you to make you absolutely adamant against accepting anything that is of human creation. We are breaking down the barriers of the centuries, and you must have inner wisdom and inner light and inner strength and inner protection more than you dream to stand against the race consciousness of discord. It is an acceptance that has gone on as a habit in the mental and feeling world of the mass of the people throughout the centuries. Now, as the dawn of the new age is breaking and the light becomes more and more brilliant, those through whom it comes must be like steel against the shadows until the light intensifies to a certain point. And when that occurs, the greater cosmic light joins the expanding light within individuals in this world. And there will come like a flash the greater intensity of that light that takes its dominion here forever. And then its expanding pressure consumes the shadows as that expansion takes place. Just so does it occur within the individual as well as within the earth itself. The light within the center of the earth is constantly expanding, and the light from the great central sun playing upon the atmosphere and surface of the earth is constantly expanding. And so when the light, the inner light, begins to take its dominion through human beings, it is a threefold action that begins to shatter the accumulated creation of mankind through the centuries until the mass of that can be seized and consumed from the universe. And if you really want to understand deeply our assistance to the people of Earth, call for the inner wisdom and inner illumination, complete and unconditional, of the seven mighty Elohim of creation. And as you acknowledge this a few times, you will find not only explanations coming to you of the reason for things, but there will come with that such strength to hold to what is right that it will make your pathway absolutely blazing with light and easy as you tread the pathway of wisdom and arise in the use of its light for your freedom, and in that give it to the world for the freedom of all life from that which is wrong. Now, I trust I may give you one more thought that I know will help you greatly. Sometimes when the discord weighs heavily upon you because of sometimes individuals or human creation, just many times in the atmosphere of Earth, if you will turn immediately away from it, if it becomes disturbing, and for just a moment, recognizing your oneness of your own life flame in your heart with the life flame of your mighty I Am presence, and then giving your decree, I am the fiery love, forgiveness, and mercy of my own heart's flame to a life that sets it free. And through that, I am the ascended master's law of forgiveness and consuming flame of all inharmonious action and human consciousness. Then, if you will acknowledge what your mighty Saint Germain gave you the other night, I demand the flame of eternal freedom annihilate what's wrong. You will go forward, my dear ones, in leaps and bounds. We want to do everything we can to assist you, to make every effort count in your call to your mighty I Am presence or to us, to increase the light as rapidly as possible, and at the same time, give you release from as much struggle and strain and distress in contacting the outer world's conditions as we may, so that you go forward more rapidly and more happily as you rise into the use of greater power, and then as you pour that power to the rest of life, every wave becomes greater, and every bit of your freedom and joy becomes greater as you pour that greater blessing to life everywhere. And if you really want the illumination that will bring to you, dear ones, 50 years ahead of time, the things that are to come to bring perfection into this world, when you call for the complete and unconditional illumination of the seven mighty Elohim of creation, in inner and outer activity of victory over this world, you will find very few mistakes occurring in the future. Your limitations begin to dissolve. Your struggle ceases. And that which has been your problem of the past will become the solution of the problem. And your freedom will be manifested in the greater knowledge and ease and happiness with which you accomplish anything you choose to do in this world, so long as it be constructive. So I know of no group of people on this earth who have been held so close into the hearts of the ascended host as beloved Saint Germain's family of freedom. His love has brought you this far in the light. His love will take you through to the finish. Thank you, precious ones, and our guard, I trust, will hold the protection for the family of his heart and the freedom that his love gives to the world and forever clears the way for the mighty Master Jesus' full accomplishment in this world, in the fulfillment of their great promise to life, that the life streams of this world shall no longer be touched by the second death. And if you will hold to that and demand those in the compound be strengthened to the point where they are forced to be purified and then make restitution to the universe, as you take the earth forward into your love, will the great presence of life and the ascended host take you forward in that same mighty blessing that brings victorious accomplishment and nothing else as age after age goes on. So the door of freedom is wide open. Our protection, inner and outer, is ever enfolding you as you give this acceptance and understand that the inner manifestations that must come into the outer are to be called forth by those who are protected enough to produce the manifestations that now become eternal to the earth. So I enfold you tonight in the inner powers of my love and my assistance to you. I made the wisdom of all eternity illumine you and clothe you with the power that forever compels all outer conditions to be purified and balanced and reveal the perfection of the mighty I Am Presence at your own conscious command. And then the legions of the seven mighty Elohim, that activity of the great angelic host, I assure you, will give you daily cooperation, and I hope will be your daily associates and friends in the attainment of the cosmic victory of eternal freedom. So with my heart's flame of inner protection, I clothe you tonight, and may you feel a release you have never known before, and go forward to accomplish the mightiest assistance at this time, and not again, no limitation or distress. Thank you for your presence here tonight. Thank you for everything you've done in the service of the light. And now, the light of my love shall enfold you and bring to you this inner power that does forever abide with you. Thank you with all my heart. And won't you be seated, please? Beloved Cassiopeia, thank you for your help to us tonight. May we be so continuously aware of that inner protection. We never for a moment accept again anything that is of human discord for any reason whatsoever. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible wisdom, inner and outer, from mighty beloved Cassiopeia. Wherever we abide, no longer can mistakes occur. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in such invincible protection, inner and outer, for all under this radiation, that never again can anything but the victory of dazzling light blaze in through and around us or contact those under this radiation for any reason. Thank you, precious Daddy, with all our hearts for your love and your constant call for our freedom. Now to the seven mighty element creation, we ask you to charge and clothe everybody and everything under this radiation with a sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim and all of your invincible cosmic protection, inner and outer, for all under this radiation, and hold it for eternity, and then blaze to us the power that compels your victory manifest everywhere the human seems to be. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress the command of the sacred fire, blaze, beloved Saint Germain's flame of freedom everywhere thy human shadows dare to appear, until no longer can they exist anywhere in this world. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious one. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, charge it with the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding flame from the seven mighty Elohim that gives invincible protection for eternity, inner and outer, to all that is constructive and dissolves and consumes all that is not, as long as eternity lasts. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the outer use of those of this radiation for the purity, freedom, and protection of America, the victory of light and peace eternal to the earth for the ascension of all, without passing through the change called death. And make those on this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raise, purify, and illumine and use in the service of the light for the freedom of all. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey the heart center of creation, our heart's call, for all the light, all the help, all the power, and all the flame of eternal freedom necessary to cleanse America and set America free, and through America, the world forever. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may the fullness of our heart's love go forth and bless and bless and bless with the sacred fires, cosmic Christ victory, everything in creation.